Welcome to the United Adoration podcast series, A Place of Beauty. This series is a companion to our devotional of the same name. Here we invite artists and non-artists alike to meditate on scripture, to consider their identity, struggles, and creative process in the light of the true Creator, the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Today is Monday, the 17th of January, 2022, the second Monday of Epiphany. James Cheeseman sings, Faithful God.
I was lost and aimless. I had drifted far from home. But you drew me out of darkness, brought me back and gave me out of night and into day. Now my heart resounds with praise. Faithful God, your love is stronger. Your grace, O God, redeem this wanderer. O constant God, you never change. Despite my sin, you will remain faithful, God. Faithful, God. Faithful, God, my Jesus, you took on my grief and loss. From the valley to your victory, you redeemed me through the cross. Out of death to dwell with you, into life forever new. Despite my sin, God, your love is stronger.
Today's reading is from the prophet Hosea, the second chapter, starting at the 14th verse.
Therefore I will allure her, and bring her into the wilderness, and speak tenderly to her. From there I will give her her vineyards, and make the valley of Achor a door of hope. There she shall respond as in the days of her youth, as at the time when she came out of the land of Egypt. On that day, says the Lord, you will call me my husband, and no longer will you call me my Baal. For I will remove the names of the Baals from her mouth, and they shall be mentioned by name no more. I will make for you a covenant on that day with the wild animals, the birds of the air and the creeping things of the ground, and I will abolish the bow, the sword, and war from the land. And I will make you lie down in safety. And I will take you for my wife forever. I will take you for my wife in righteousness and in justice, in steadfast love and in mercy. I will take you for my wife in faithfulness, and you shall know the Lord. On that day I will answer, says the Lord. I will answer the heavens, and they shall answer the earth. And the earth shall answer the grain, the wine, and the oil, and they shall answer Jezreel. And I will sow him for myself in the land. And I will have pity on Loruhima, and I will say to Loamai, you are my people. And he shall say, you are my God.
The prophecies in Hosea tell of the Lord's jealous love for his people. His people's unfaithfulness and adulterous following of Baal and other empires had resulted in shame, desolation, and isolation. But now, the Lord declares a renewal of their marriage vows. Trouble is transformed into hope, and in personal worship, to intimate union. What does this reversal reveal to you about the Lord's character? Oftentimes, we stray from the Lord and seek affirmation from others because of false understandings of our own identity. Rather than rooting our identity in Jesus as the Lord's beloved child, we are tossed to and fro by words of condemnation, shame, anger, or self-deprecation. In the United Adoration devotional, A Place of Beauty, Catherine Miller reflects, "The feelings of loneliness I had carried for so long were rooted in this negative self-image." Are you carrying any negative images about yourself? Bring these images to the Lord, knowing that He will speak tenderly to you. hear the scripture a second time. As you listen, focus your attention on the restorative image or phrase that stands out to you.
Therefore, I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness and speak tenderly to her. From there I will give her her vineyards and make the valley of Achor a door of hope. There she shall respond as in the days of her youth, as at the time when she came out of the land of Egypt. On that day, says the Lord, you will call me my husband, and no longer will you call me my Baal. For I will remove the names of the Baals from her mouth, and they shall be mentioned by name no more. I will make for you a covenant on that day with the wild animals, the birds of the air and the creeping things of the ground, and I will abolish the bow, the sword, and war from the land. And I will make you lie down in safety. And I will take you for my wife forever. I will take you for my wife in righteousness and in justice, in steadfast love and in mercy. I will take you for my wife in faithfulness, and you shall know the Lord. On that day I will answer, says the Lord. I will answer the heavens, and they shall answer the earth. And the earth shall answer the grain, the wine, and the oil, and they shall answer Jezreel. And I will sow him for myself in the land. And I will have pity on Loruhima, and I will say to Loamai, you are my people. And he shall say, you are my God.
Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 through 23 says this: The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Take these final moments to remember that God is with you, that you are His beloved, and that you are made for a union with Him that can be renewed every day. Let us pray using Psalm 91, verses 1 through 2. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.